السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that you all have had a wonderful week and that you all are doing well. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from the recitation of where we left off. So inshallah, starting from Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 13 to ayah number 19, inshallah. And we're just going to start with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Quran and follow along as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tilka hududullah. ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فأمسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا واللذان يأتيانها منكم فآذوهما فإن تابا وأصلحا فأعرضوا عنهما إن الله كان توابا رحيما إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها ولا تعدلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 13 to ayah number 19, inshallah. So for our theory, inshallah, we're just going to continue with the topic of makharij. Alhamdulillah, we did finish the makhraj that were from the tongue. Quite a few of those in the Arabic alphabet are from this area. And then now, inshallah, we're just going to continue making our way out to the lip letters. Now, for the lip letters, we have four of these letters. So we have the letter ba, we have the letter mim, we have the letter waw, and the letter fa. So these four letters are from the lips. So inshallah, let's go ahead and take a look at where exactly these letters are coming from when we are using this makhraj. So starting with the letter ba. So the letter ba comes from closing the two lips together. So when we close the two lips, we get the sound of the letter ba, a b. So this is by closing the two lips. And then also when you say ba, you are closing the two lips and then opening it on the alif sound, b, bu. So for all of these, the sound or the makhraj basically comes from closing the two lips, and this is going to give you the sound of the letter ba. Now, alhamdulillah, I don't believe many people have an issue with this letter. The one thing that I did want to point out is that this is a letter of qalqala. So qalqala, as we learn, means that there is a bouncing sound when it comes to the sukoon of this letter. So when we have ba with a sukoon, then we're going to bounce on it a little, a b. And this is one of five letters that have qalqala. So the other letters are kutub, jad, qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. So these are the letters that have qalqala. Now, specifically with the letter ba, you can see exactly why we have to add qalqala to this letter. Now, let's go ahead and say ba with a sukun without adding qalqala to this letter. Ab. Ab. Now you can barely tell what the sound of this letter is. Let's say another qalqala letter. Ad. Ad. Aq. So now for the qalqala letters, when you are saying them, because there is no sound flow, you cannot hear what sound it's supposed to be or what letter it's supposed to be. So in order to fix this, we're going to add qalqala, we're going to add a little bit of a bounce so that we can distinguish between these letters when they have sukun. So this is why qalqala is so important, that by adding it, we are distinguishing the sound and we are making it clear to everyone what letter this actually is. So like we see in the letter ba, because you are closing the lips together, the sound is trapped inside of the mouth. And in order to bring it out, you have to open the lips back up, or you have to give it a little bit of that bouncing sound to give the letter ba its proper sound. So for example, if you have the word ab with no qalqala, you're going to bring a little bit of a bounce, open your lips back up, ab. Now you have a bounce, now you can really hear what type of sound it is or what letter it is. Same thing with the other letters. We have dal, for example, ad. You can't hear it, ad. Now, because of that qalqala, you can actually properly hear the sound of the letter. So because of the nature of its makhraj, that because you are closing the lips together, it is blocking the sound. So in order to bypass that, we have to add qalqala in order to give a little bit of that sound back. Now, the thing that's important about qalqala is that we're not bouncing so much that it turns into a fatha. So this is the thing with the letter ba, is that if you bounce it too much with qalqala, it is going to turn into fatha, or with any of the qalqala letters. So when we have ab, you're just going to have a slight bounce. You're not going to say abba or abba. Now this is too much of a bounce that you're adding a fatha to this. So we don't want to do that, just a little bit of a natural bounce to give some of that sound back. Ab. So this is one of the letters of qalqala, kutub jad. Inshallah, we will cover qalqala in the next lesson as well. But I just wanted to point out that now you can actually see why qalqala is the way that it is, or why we even do qalqala. So this is why some of these letters have the sifat and others don't, is because these five letters specifically, when you close the makhraj, the sound does not escape. So in order to fix that, you have qalqala that is going to distinguish the sound from the other ones to make it clear when it has sukoon. So inshallah, this was the letter ba. Now inshallah, we're going to go to the letter fa. Now for the letter fa, we are going to again use the lips, but this time we are going to use the edges of the upper two teeth, and we're going to touch that to the inside of the lower lip. So this is how we say fa. Fa, fi, fu, f. So this is the letter fa. So again, the edges of the upper two teeth. So now you're going to bring your teeth down a little bit, and they're going to touch the inside of the lower lip. Fa, fa, fi, fu. So this is the same sound as the letter F in English as well. Now, alhamdulillah, again, a lot of people don't really have issues with this letter. The only thing that I've heard sometimes, very rarely, but I have heard it, is sometimes people will get the fa confused with a V. So the fa and the sound of the V are very different. So we're not going to have any bit of that vibration that you get with the letter V. So this is not va, vi, vu. This is fa, fi, fu. So here you can hear that sound is completely different. I didn't hear that too much, but it is something that, you know, some people do tend to do. So I just wanted to mention. So just keep that in mind that this is the letter fa and it does not have any of that sound of the letter V. So it's just going to be fa, fi, fu, f. So this is the letter fa. Alhamdulillah, it's pretty easy. Again, edges of the upper two teeth touching the inside of the lower lip. Now, inshallah, let's move on to the other lip letter. So remember, there are four. We did ba and fa. Now, inshallah, we're going to do the letter waw. Now, this letter is very difficult. A lot of people do not say this letter correctly. So inshallah, we're going to look at the makhraj, and then we're going to see, are we pronouncing this letter correctly or not? So how do you say the letter waw? The letter waw comes from circling the two lips without them meeting completely. And the important thing here is that you have to circle the lips, okay? So this is very, very important. We already learned this when we were doing Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. We learned that when you have Dhamma, you have to round the lips. And when also you have the waw, you have to round the lips. Now, this is the reason why a lot of people are not pronouncing the letter waw correctly, because they do not fully round the lips. So we have to make sure that we're doing this. If you have to look in the mirror, then you can go ahead and do that. Make sure that your lips are in a circle. Now, this is a little bit difficult and your mouth will get tired because your muscles are not used to making that shape. But inshallah, if you go through your Quran and then you can circle every time you have dhamma, every time you have waw, and then just be conscious of the fact that your lips need to be round. And this really does affect the sound. I know it's very subtle, but you can tell if the lips are rounded or not. So for example, if I say a word, I say yu'minu, and I say yu'minu. Now you can hear that sound. In the first one, I barely heard that dhamma, yu'minu. But in the second one, I rounded my lips, yu'minu, and you can hear that that waw sound is very prominent. Also, if you just read Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra with the letter waw, and you just read it without wa, wi, wu, now it's not very prominent. Meanwhile, if you round the lips, wa, wi, wu. So for all of these, you really have that prominent oo sound. So this is what we want, and you only get it by circling the lips. So this is one thing. Another thing, a lot of people don't do this, but I have heard it. Again, they turn this into a V sound. So they say wa, and they'll say va, 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 vi, vu. So again, this is not a V. We don't have the sound V in Arabic. So it's wow with none of that V. So again, this is pretty rare, but I have heard it. So inshallah, I just wanted to mention. One other thing is that this waw is غير المادية. So the waw that comes from the lips is the waw without the med. If the waw has a med, it is going to come from the jof. So jof, we learned, is the empty space between the mouth and the throat. And the letters from the jof are going to be alif, waw, and ya, madiya. So any med sound comes from the jof. But waw without med is going to come from the lips. So this was the letter waw. Again, you do have to make sure you're circling those lips and also your dhamma as well. So please, please practice, circle it, You can highlight it, underline it, whatever you want, just in your Quran. Anytime you see a waw or you see a dhamma, make sure you highlight it, circle it, whatever you need to do, so that you know for next time that you have to circle your lips. And you can look in the mirror while you practice. Just get into the habit of doing this. Your mouth will get a little bit tired in the beginning, but inshallah, the more you do it, the more second nature it will become, and then you won't feel it at all. So inshallah, we do want to make sure that we are circling the lips to get that proper makhraj. For the dhamma as well, we need to get that proper makhraj with the rounded lips, and it really does affect the sound. Like we did here, you can't hear anything. Wa, we, woo. Now you actually hear that prominent sound. So it's very subtle, but inshallah, because we are going through the makhraj, we do want to fix anything that we can in order to make our recitation even more beautiful. So inshallah, that is something that a lot of people should work on. And then me, myself, I got very tired trying to practice doing this. My lips got tired. But alhamdulillah, after doing it for a while, it does start becoming second nature and you don't feel it at all. So inshallah, just practice a little bit, circle it, you can highlight it, underline, and then inshallah, just practice in the mirror if you have to, and it will become second nature too. So inshallah, this is just something we are going to work on going forward. Now for the last lip letter, we are going to cover the letter meem. So for the letter meem, it is going to be closing the two lips together. Now, this is the exact same makhraj for the ba. Remember, for the ba as well, we close the two lips together. So what is the difference between ba and meem? So for ba, you are closing the two lips together. That is the end of the makhraj. For the letter meem, you are closing the two lips together. Also, the sound is entering the nasal passage. So this is what makes the ba and the meem different from each other. Now, the letter meem naturally goes into the khayshum. It naturally goes up into the noon. And if you remember, there is one other letter in the Arabic alphabet that also goes from the khayshum, that also has the nasal passage involved. And this letter is the letter noon. So noon, we learned, you say the makhraj from your tongue, and then also the sound comes from the nose. The letter meem as well. The lips will come together and the sound is going to enter the nasal passage, giving you some of that ghunna. Now ghunna is the word we use anytime something enters the nasal passage. So for the letter meem as well, you are going to use your lips and also the nasal passage. For the nasal passage, you don't have to really do anything. Naturally, the sound is going to go up into there. So you don't have to kind of like use your nose in any way. Naturally, the sound will go up. And you can kind of see this whenever you have a stuffed nose or you're sick. It's hard for you to say this letter. So you can close your nose and say the meem. Mah. So you can't really hear it. It's very stuffy. So this is because naturally that sound is going up the nose, and naturally it does have a little bit of that ghunna, meaning that sound is going and it's kind of having that nasalization. So this is the letter meem. So another thing about the letter meem is that it is part of the letters of tawassut. Inshallah, we will cover tawassut a little bit more in detail. But basically what that means is that you are going to spend a little bit more time on this letter. So when you have this letter with sukoon, you are just going to stay on that for just a little bit. So for example, in the word an'amta, in Surah Fatiha, noon and meem are both tawassut letters. So we just rest on those. An'amta. So you don't want to bounce over it too much. So it has tawassut. The other tawassut letters are lin umar, lam noon, ain meem, and ra. So these are the tawassut letters, and meem is one of them. So inshallah, this is just something to keep in mind with the letter meem, the letter noon as well, that it has ghunna. Now, if you can remember this word, inshallah, I will help you later on. The word is ghunna. Ghunna means anything that goes up into the nose. Okay, so these are the khayshum letters. So khayshum, we learned, is the nose. So this is the general area, khayshum. So we have, the lips, the throat, the tongue, the jowf. So all of these are different areas of makhraj. The khayshum is also a general area, and this is the general area of the nose or the nasal passage. And again, as we've already covered, it has the two letters noon and meem. But the thing with khayshum is that there is no letter that only comes from khayshum. So for both of the letters in the khayshum makhraj, you are going to use other areas of your mouth as well. So for the letter meem, that means you're going to use the lips. For the letter noon, this means that you're going to be using the tongue. And because it is coming from the khayshum, it is going to have ghunna, meaning that you are going to have some nasalization. It is not possible for you to say these two letters without nasalizing a little or without bringing it up into your nose just a little bit. So that is just the sound of the letters noon and meem. And alhamdulillah, with that, that brings us to the conclusion of the makhraj of the letters. So alhamdulillah, we have covered the general area of all of these letters and the specific makhraj as well. So inshallah, I do want that if you could, anytime you go back to the Quran, you have a letter that, you know, you find a little bit difficult, go back to the makhraj of that letter and see that if the way you're pronouncing, is that the exact same way that the makhraj should be pronounced. And alhamdulillah, now that you know exactly what should be happening in your mouth, it's easy to fix the sound of these letters as well. So inshallah, go ahead and practice that as well. And then in the next class, we will cover the sifat of the letters, meaning the characteristics. And then we'll just go a little bit more in detail with some of these terms like qalqala, tawassut, the ones that we've already covered a little bit. We'll go more in detail with that. So with that, inshallah, I will end here. Just a quick announcement. Inshallah, during Ramadan, all of our classes will be at 3 p.m. Eastern. So inshallah, just for the month of Ramadan, make a note of that, please. So inshallah, again, 3 p.m. Eastern is going to be our class for the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, starting from next week, we'll just have a little bit of that time change. So please make note of that, inshallah. Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.